This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. Good morning. I'm CJ Jackson. Here's a fairy tale that some of you familiar with mergers and acquisitions will be able to translate. Sleeping Beauty went about her daily business, serenely unaware that lurking within the busy market was the stealthy Black Knight, who, frustrated with his unproductive foray into bottom fishing, was intently tracking her every move. Suddenly, just as the sly raider had gathered the necessary resources to stage a hostile takeover of Beauty, the White Knight, a welcome suitor intent on protecting her assets from the threat of possession, appeared on the scene. Beauty watched uneasily as the two warring knights ignored the speculative whispers coursing throughout the hectic room and focused their attention solely upon battling one another. It was then, while everyone was distracted, that a third knight appeared, the Gray Knight, who swiftly seized the appealing Sleeping Beauty, fresh out of shark repellent, unfortunately, in a dawn raid, surprising them all. Yes, it may read like a bad romance novel, but people who make their living in the financial industry will recognize it as the language of corporate mergers and acquisitions. Today I'm talking with Dr. Alan Seward, professor of finance at Baylor's Handkammer School of Business. Dr. Seward, tell us more about the special language of finance.
I think all academic disciplines and all professions develop their own shortcut communication methods. In government agencies, there's a real tendency to use just the beginning letters of names. So Social Security Administration becomes SSA or IRS, and we tend not to use the full language there. Finance has really taken a much more creative track. We still want the shortcut language to be able to convey an idea very quickly, but very specifically. And so we've picked up language that's very creative and very fun. The opening bit that you read, very much of fairy tale type images that come to mind, you know, the knights and the raiders. And we use that to describe a lot of mergers and acquisition activity that quickly identifies who the players are or the transaction that's going on. The language of finance also goes into other areas beyond fairy tales. We have quite a bit of terms that we've picked up either from animals or we've picked up terms from clothing, collars and sleeves. And those tend to be applied in areas of investments. When we get a little bit more creative, then we get sort of gangster terminology where we'll talk about bullet payments or we'll talk about fill or kill orders. And I think that really flows from a lot of the people that go into finance. Good quantitative skills, very analytical, but they also have this kind of high energy quirkiness to their personalities. And that comes across in the way that they talk to each other and the way that we communicate some fundamental ideas that are there.
Thank you. Dr. Alan Seward is a professor of finance at Baylor. The fairy tale is an excerpt from the fall 2005 issue of the Baylor Business Review magazine. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.